A musical identity can be a confusing thing. On stage, a modern rock band can come across like outlaws. Off stage, they might be very respectable. When one of those performers is someone you know, the pretense shouldn't fool you. Yet commentator Heather King still prejudged her considerably younger brother's band, The Queers.
These days, my idea of a good evening is listening to Mozart's Mass in C minor, praying Compline, and going to bed at 8. That's why all the times my brother's punk rock band has been in town, I've never gone to hear them. Along with the fact that I stopped drinking 16 years ago and have barely been in a club since. A few weeks ago, though, Joe called from the road. The band was somewhere between Seattle and San Francisco, and Sunday they were playing the Whiskey, a notorious Sunset Strip club. When I hesitated, he said, "Come on, I'll put you on the guest list. We'll hang out a little backstage before." I showed up at 7:30 expecting the worst, but the woman who stamped my hand at the window couldn't have been more pleasant. The bouncer smiled, and when I asked the guy at the merch booth for Joe, he said, "Are you his sister? Come on upstairs." Aha, I thought as we walked down a narrow hallway. This is where the mayhem will be. Drug dealers, groupies. Instead, when we turned into a black, coffin-like room, it was only Joe, reading in a corner. "Hey, look who I found," the roadie said, and the way Joe looked up from his book and smiled, well, I must say there was hardly anything better than getting a hug from your little brother. Philip the bass player and Dave the drummer wandered in, and we sat around eating tortilla chips, drinking Diet Sprite, talking about the distance from Denver to Vegas, Phoenix to Austin. I'd pictured them having an orgy, and instead the poor guys looked like they could all use a good nap. When it was time to go downstairs, the young folk weren't lurching around, throwing up and cursing, as I'd imagined. When the Queers took the stage, the crowd was watching with something close to reverence. Within minutes, I myself was riveted. I couldn't believe that charismatic lead guitarist singing smart, funny songs with catchy harmonies was my kin. And then Joe was saying, "I'd like to dedicate this song to my sister Heather." And for a while, we were all one. The music did what all music that is written and played from the heart does, whether it is Mozart's Mass in C minor or "Get a Life and Live It, Loser." It transported us. Outside afterwards, a wind was blowing up as the band hustled equipment out the side door. I got to carry a guitar to the van. The fans gathered round. "We came from Orange County, from Santa Barbara, all the way from Chicago. Hey, Joe, will you sign my T-shirt, my CD, this can of Bud?" I thought about how much Joe has to love what he's doing to drive 8, 10, 16 hours for an hour-long show. I thought about the passion it takes to spend 20 years on sidewalks and cheap hotels, lugging amps in and out of a van, setting up and breaking down. I thought, I can't believe I never came before. And already Joe was saying, "Hey, thanks so much, you guys. That was great, but we better shove off. Good luck. Take care. Drive careful. Thank you. Thank you." And then they were gone. Petaluma last night, L.A. today, Tucson tomorrow. It was only afterward I thought, I should have asked for his autograph myself.
I don't want to be a granola head!
Heather King lives in Los Angeles. Her brother Joe's band is called The Queers.
Magic mushrooms ain't for me. Or getting all screwed up on LSD. A reading beats raps all day long. It's fucking bad out of my bum. Wearing flowers in my hair and have a dirty underwear. I don't wanna be a granola head. I don't wanna be a granola head.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.